Shiny let out a long sigh of almost unbearable weariness. Change is not my nature, Ori. Regret is all I have. More silence then, for a long while. I'd like some more of that stuff, I said at length. The throb of my arm was becoming more present. The liquor had worn off. But I think I'd better eat something beforehand. So Shiny resumed feeding me, giving me more water, too, from among the offerings the villagers had made. I had the presence of mind to keep a little in my mouth and use that to soften the horrid bread.
In the morning there will be soup, he said. I'll have the others bring some to us. It would be best if neither you nor I are seen for a while.
Right, I said, sighing. So what do we do now? Live here among the beggars until the new lights find us again? Hope I don't die of infection before Mad's killers are brought to justice? I rubbed my face with my good hand. Shiny had given me more of the fiery liquor, and already it was making me feel warm and feather light.
Gods, I hope Lil is all right. They are both children of Nahadoth. In the end, it will be a matter of strength.
I shook my head. Date's not... Then I understood. Oh, that explains a lot. I felt Shiny throw me a look. Well, too late to take it back.
She is my daughter, too, he said, at length. He will not defeat her easily.
For a moment, I puzzled over this, wondering how on earth the Lord of Night and the Bright Father had managed to have a child together. Or was he speaking figuratively, counting all godlings as his children regardless of their specific parentage? Then I dismissed it. They were gods. I didn't need to understand. We fell silent for a while, listening to the dew fall. Shiny ate the rest of the bread, then sat back against the wall of the crate. I lay where I was and wondered how long it would be till dawn and whether there was any point in living long enough to see it.
I know who we can go to for help, I said at length. I don't dare call another godling. I won't be responsible for more of their deaths. But there are some mortals, I think, who are strong enough to take on the lights, if you help me. What do you want me to do?
Take me back to Gateway Park, the promenade, the last place I had been happy.
Where they found Rolla, do you remember it? Yes, there are often new lights in that area.
Yes, this time of year, with the tree about to bloom, all the heretic groups would have people at the promenade, hoping to convert some of the ladies' pilgrims to their own faiths. Easier to start with people who had already turned their backs on Brighty Tempest.
Help me get there unseen, I said, to the White Hall.
He said nothing. All at once, tears sprang to my eyes, inexplicable. Drunkenness. I fought them back.
I have to see this through, Shiny. I have to make sure the new lights are destroyed. They still have my blood. They can make more of those arrow things. Madding isn't like Enifa. He won't come back to life.
I could still see him in my head. I always knew you were special, he'd said. And my specialness had killed him. His death had to be the last. Shiny got up, climbed out of the crate, and walked away. I could not help it. I gave in to the tears, because there was nothing else I could do. I didn't have the strength to make it to the promenade on my own, or elude the lights for much longer. My only hope was the Order. But without Shiny...
I heard his heavy footfalls and caught my breath, pushing myself up and wiping the tears off my face.
Something heavy and loose landed in front of me. I touched it, puzzled it out. A cloak. It reeked of someone's unwashed filth and stale urine, but I caught my breath as I realized what he meant for us to do.
Put that on, Shiny said. Let's go.